We had the Hard Yakka crew come down here, drop into our city, and literally blew the roof off the building. And what I mean by that, man, like, you know, there's no doubt when as soon as they plugged in, sound check, light check, stage check, boom, the power in the whole city just went out, man. And we're talking about, what's that, half an hour before showtime. The old spanner in the works technique. We're all running around going, what's going on, what's going on? And then some real quick thinking, resilience from the crew on the ground to say, righto, man, pick the stage up, get it out of the building and put it out in the car park under the stars. Find a generator, get some lights in, and we got it done that way. So there's no doubt. It speaks to the old adage, you know, a lot of the old boys used to drill in us back in the day. It does not matter how prepared or how much prep you do, everything can turn to shit when the first round hits the ground.
She wobbled my couple.
So in a car park, not many, if anybody.
Getting haggled by a motorbike.
We're making that dosh. Hard Yakka with no days off. Put on the high vis shirt with the steel cap boost. This grind ain't never gonna stop. Chasing that paper.
No,
not ever.
Fucking good show for a first show ever.
Chops. No, we all, I went looking for comedians on Craigslist and these were the only two.
We were playing tennis over there.
So what this is, man, like I said at the start, you know, we're working class dudes, we're working class headliners, and we're here to like improve.
Speak
the
for yourself, son.
Hey, what we gotta do, man, we're gonna chat to you a little bit. If you guys got any questions, you wanna throw anything at us, we'll talk to you, and then we're gonna bring on the one and only Gracie. Give him a big round of applause. Yeah. Like, hey, you talk to him, I'm gonna get myself a cruiser.
Cruiser! Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Honestly,
get him a cruiser!
What's a cruiser?
Oh, give me one! Mom, give me one!
Oh, children's bits. I used to have those when I was a kid. I used to babysit my little brother. I would have been about 13, 14, I reckon, but my dad was a proper pisshead. And would have me babysit my baby brother. And the way that he would pay me is by buying me Bacardi Breezes. And I would sit at home and drink like him while he went out. But only looking back do I realise how fucked up that is. That's messed up, isn't it? Do you know, I did a really disgusting thing one time as well. Do you want to hear a fucking disgusting story?
Yeah.
Super fucking. This was while I was doing it. I was man of the house, right? I had my Bacardi Breezers, my little brother's fast asleep. I'm watching whatever film I could find that have boobies in it. I'm the big dog in the house. About 13 years old. I was watching, I don't know what I was watching, I think I was probably watching Braveheart or something like that. It was one of the videos, VHS, you know. And I was messing with this bit of plastic on the windowsill, like that. I was just fiddling with this bit of plastic in my fingers for ages. Braveheart's a very long movie. You tend to think. And I'm like just playing with it for ages, rolling this bit of plastic. And then, you know, after, if you fiddle with something long enough, eventually you're going to bite it. And so now I'm chewing on this thing. And before I went, what the fuck is this? And then it became apparent that it was a piece of skin that my dad had peeled off of several weeks prior, rolled it up and left it on the fucking windowsill. And it had gone rock hard like a fossil. And now I'm chewing it like it's a stress thing. Isn't that disgusting? I've never forgotten it. Never forgotten it. Isn't that a horrible story? I wake up sweating thinking of that shit.
Yeah, but what did you think of Braveheart though?
Braveheart!
That was a long story to put your fucking Braveheart in.
You said fill the time.
Any working class people here make some noise?
Yeah. Dude, we're in a car park. We're all working. any posh people here? Nah, bro. Nah.
I'm trying to stick to script, bro. Your dreams are terrible, bro.
I'll wait for the bloke on the motorbike just there.
Yeah.
No, Damo. Sir. We're not working class here.
We should have chased him down and got the fucking price of admission, I reckon. He watched a bit of that show.
He did see a bit of it, didn't he?
Yeah. So what do you do for a living?
Fucking Damo, he says.
Yeah, so what do you do for a living?
Mining ship, brother.
Mining ship?
Yeah.
Or shit?
Mining shit,
bro. Oh, mining shit. Okay.
You didn't shout out when I said the mine site.
I actually do work for Tropicana.
Do you?
Tropicana, man. It sounds like it's got four slides.
I got some of my mouth there, man. Contracts.
Yeah, it's grim play, very much. When I got there, I was like, oh, this must be what prison's like. It's got that. They pay you heaps, eh? I didn't get that much. To be fair, I was doing jokes about crows and not my dad.
What do you do? Can you tell us what you do up there?
We do like all their drill bits and all their fucking consumables and shit for all the mine sites. So, Tropicana and shit, we work for them.
But so he stays here.
We stay here, but they ship all their shit.
Why are you answering his question?
He's a lawyer.
He's
leaving.
Don't mention Tropicana at all.
You're an exotic looking fella. You've got like traveling and stuff.
Wow.
You got those vibes? Yeah, are you a couple, you two?
Yeah.
You look like you take those selfies where it's one person holding the other person's hand. And then you post about that same holiday about 6 months later. Take me back. Just to remind people that you went on a posh holiday. What do you do, brother?
I'm a carpenter.
A carpenter? Yeah. That makes sense with the Jesus vibes.
Yeah.
He's got the sandals, he's got the robe-like shirt, the beard. Jesus with a man bun. It's sick. Yeah. I like it. Very Jesus-y sort of evening, isn't it? Speaking of Jesus, look, there's God's here. Christmas show. How wonderful. Jesus and God in the front row, man. I thought this was going to be a part. Well, it is now. Somebody's nicked all the chairs. Classic Thack and Gozzers. Fuck you, bro. Plastic chairs.
He fits the mould. He's resting on the Sabbath, man. And are you a carpenter as well? You just create.
I just create the universe.
I will take a couple more questions, then we'll get Bracey up here. Give a big round of applause, man, and give a big round of applause for our first impression, man. Yeah. Last jump, you work?
Yeah, I just work down the road there, man.
Oh yeah?
Sick.
Fuck yeah.
Did you bring chicken rolls? I'm fucking starving. Yeah.
I just got word
so you. You must
what?
Have just.
Yeah,
not forever, just a bit. Wow, man, I got worried.
Have you just started?
No, I'm on my way to become manager next month.
Really? Hey. That's great. I would have thought, like, working at Chicken Tree, you'd have, like, bad acne, but you're fucking... Do you even work there, bro, or you just work from home sort of?
It's because you live near old, mate, you're blessed. Yeah. It's like, bro, check is a miracle. Come on. Red Rooster,
mate. Let's ask someone from over here what they do.
Let's ask someone else.
I'm a truck driver.
You're a truck driver.
Yeah. What do you do? It's not that cool. You've got no laughs.
What do you do?
My husband's here,
please. Are you fucking scared?
Is he here?
Is he here?
He's close.
He's on the motorbike.
Yeah. I'm glad we hired him to do that. Yeah. It's worked out for the best, hasn't it? Getting old being on the bike then.
And what are you doing?
I'm a fisher, mostly. Fisherman.
That's true, actually. When I was looking through the musical stings that they did earlier, his entire playlist, you can't go two or three songs without one of them being about fish. There's a lot of fishing songs in that playlist.
Well, because it's from my podcast that's about fishing. So it'd be weird if they were.
Fuck that joke.
I hear you're a tattooist.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of it.
It feels like a press conference now. You really let us down in the
third floor. Yeah. So never heard about the sex.
We can all hear each other. I don't think we need that microphone.
Where's the male pet names tattooed on?
Where's the male pet names tattooed on me? Sorry about that, actually. Because
96 FM.
Oh, did you hear about it? You already heard that story. Okay, so years ago, I thought it was a real. I thought it was really deep and spiritual, and I got this tattoo here, and that says, I thought it said karma in Sanskrit, but then I went into the 7-Eleven, and the man behind the counter goes to me, karam in Hindi, and I went, what's karam, and he said it's a man's name. Fuck. And then I had a dog who passed away. Staffy, purebred Staffy.
Wouldn't have any other
way. It was called Minga. It was a lovely Staffy. We got her as a pup, and she was called Minga. But when a summer, she said, "Same as my ex." Minga. Absolute Minga, though. And so when she died, I thought, oh, I hadn't thought ahead here, because you can't go tattooing Minga on yourself. So I just got Ming. And then a Vietnamese lady came in the tattoo shop, and she went, oh, Ming. And I went, yeah, why, what's Ming? She's a man's name. Fucking covered in them. Bloke's names all over.
Do you ever think about just getting an A on the other hand and just have Ming now?
Ming, yeah. I've got Mam there, but people think it says Ham.
It does look like Ham.
It does look like Ham, doesn't it?
My man.
For me, Mam. Just like her. She's just nice.
Alright, man, we ready to get the one and only Gracie on stage. Have a chat. What's going on? Did you guys see the video that he posted the other day? Where he was like, oh, some big fella came into my store and was like, man, I thought this dude was after like kidneys and stuff. I just come in like, I'll give you a comedy show. You're like, no, I'm going to fuck him up if he tries to.
I suppose at the end of the day, what I was trying to get on here, I think I'm loud enough anyway. But like, you know, it's that stock standard response when you go, bro, can I help you? And then someone comes back at you with the, no, but I can help you. You go, fuck, I'm going to lose an organ here. That's your food.
Well, dude, you scared me when I got that day. Because, like, I watched all your adverse depression videos, and, like, all your videos are super intense, and you speak with purpose. And then I get there, and he was just like, oh, fuck yeah, new customers. I was like, But he's more of a, I was expecting like to have like a battle of the wits with a dude that's like, I'm even more serious than you, bro. And then he was just the complete opposite. I was like, oh, I want to do a comedy show for you.
Look, to be fair, it's a weird thing to say. I want to do a comedy.
Yeah. Oh, look, it wasn't until we got down and dirty on the table, you know. And then,
I tell you what, this podcast is going to go number one. We're going to bump down the
road. He didn't give me no vest or nothing. He just and then like, I was going, come on, bro, this is a campaign, man. We don't.
I did not expect it to get this sexual after the first question.
No, this is down the road.
What is
it? Next door, the rubber tugs, next door, guys. Across the road. And free coffee and a fucking...
Yeah, but the way, I'm not getting any refund on this.
Sorry, fucking Maylene's got the fucking next door, babe.
How can you pick them? Is it because of the fairy lights at the front?
They know exactly where we are, mate.
But a fucking coffee and
welcome
a
to Gosnells, Guzzy.
That's a weird combination. You have the coffee and you're like
from the hat,
hoping to come before you shit yourself. Is that what it's about?
Yeah, we're a special breed, brother. Welcome to Gosnells. There's actually four on the main strip.
Well, my favorite sentence of tonight is hoping to come before you shit. I don't know about you.
No, man.
I said it was working class, didn't I?
The cop shop's across the road.
It is actually.
Boys in blue across the road.
But they're never in your coffee.
No. It's good brew. So every morning we have about 6 squad cars out in there.
Wow.
That's why I had a bloke. I had a bloke come in the other day because we wanted to fit a fly screen in the shop. And he goes, oh no, we'll set you up with a security door and whatnot. I said, nah, we're good, bro. We got the boys right there. All the brothers do, bro. Come down here.
Yeah, I'll get it. Same, bro. I said that same.
Yeah, it's Carrot's Cafe, bro. It's crazy.
I'm with you, bro.
Yeah, we're a bit different down here.
Look at the fucking security gun. This guy. Look at the security. He's got 15 years old.
Because the old fella that was sizing up the door and whatnot, he goes, oh, I'll hit you with the triple door. Please. Never look at the size of my boys. We don't need fucking security, man. I just want a fly speed to keep the fly. And then he looked out at my boys and he goes, fuck, he's right, he's just
right. I'm going to try to fucking get this shit back on track. This is you, Brad. This whole podcast is you bragging about your sons come back.
Love it. I've been to 180.
Give me that yoga, bro.
Look at the max.
I don't even know what to ask. This guy's going to go down a rabbit hole. I don't want to go there.
Fucking energy, man. Because I tend to be the type that if stuff goes tits up, I go, we'll just give up then. Well, we got here and all the power went out. I was like, alright, well, I'm going home then. I'll see you later. But crazy, you were like, we'll do it outside, bro. We're going to do it outside. Oh, yeah, we've got a leader. This is good. Yeah, okay, let's get into it. I mean, I'm not carrying any of the shit. I'll certainly do a gig outside. It was good, man. Thank you.
No, look, it's in it. Like, it speaks to you, like, even you brought up the love, you know, coming to our city and getting down.
We're
about 6.5 years deep.
Wow.
Six and a half years. I think anything in terms of, like, from my experience, it nearly comes from your own personal, you know, experience. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If something really affects you,
yeah.
And then, you know, at some point, because I've got 3 sons, bro.
Yes.
You know, and
big cunt,
too.
But, you know, like, if I get back on it, bro, the thing was, like, as a father, because I knew how, man, this shit is dangerous, bro. Mm. You know, like, and for a bloke like me, in terms of, like, background and, you know, in the industries I work in, my military experience, emergency service experience, and then it even gets on me, bro. And I'm like, bro, I'm supposed to have skills to deal with this shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but and then once that hit me, because I'll tell you 100, bro, I was on the other end. I was one of the alpha guys saying, bro, concrete. You know, like, because you came from that, you came from that era of concept, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
And then I knew straight 100, that's not right.
Yeah.
You know, all of that shit and bullshit that I was being taught as a young bloke was wrong. Something wrong. So 6.5 years ago, I said, nah, I'm going to change this.
It's changing as well, though, isn't it?
Like,
solid!
Yeah!
Way to go! Solid, bro! Solid, bro!
What is it? I don't really know what
happens. So, like, you know, all I can say is there in terms of we're versus, bro. So, so, I'm ex-military, right? So, I just dropped the weapons and picked up a paintbrush, bro. It's pretty cool. Those are my new weapons. So I create programs, I design programs for high schools. Teach them. But not in terms of, like, teaching you in terms of, like, a craft to be an artist. We're teaching the fact that, like, this is a way that you can love language that you can say shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? So, and it only came through, because I couldn't tell my boys.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell my wife that I was going through shit. Yes. I didn't know how to say it.
Yes.
But I was lucky that I had other languages that I could do it. I could paint it. I could sing it. I could write it. You know, like, I could make a poem, or I could sing a song on it.
Yeah.
And then from that whole experience, I was going, wow, if I can't say it in that language, I need to find other languages.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. Whether it's this
language. Beautiful. Good work.
Very good. Was that you saw a problem in the community? No, what you told me was that you went to, I forget what high school was. Was it Gosnells High School?
I've been through about 6 of our.
But the first school you went to was like, man, this is the idea that I got. I want to fucking do it, and the principal was pretty much like, when can you start?
Oh, so straight off the bat, bro, I can tell you, I've got no formal education in teaching. I've got no formal education in the mental health industry whatsoever. I've never ever dropped into that space. But I've got a whole 48 years of lived experience at a high level. Yeah. You know, like, we're talking elite level training and experience. So when I came to the concept when Art Versus Depression was born, I was going, man, how's anybody going to believe this shit, bro? And so when I told you, man, I went through this whole city and I knocked on 100 doors and got 100 no's. And I was going, every door, go, nah, where's your body of work? No body, blah, 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 blah. And then I knocked on one primary school and they said, bro, we need that shit, put you in here.
Yeah, wow, that's great.
Yeah, so, and that's exactly, you know, like, they, because the thing is, like, when you're passionate about some fucking shit, no one will stop you, man. Like,
you're gonna burn.
It's gone round there, joking to the ground. You don't know 1980 shit! He knows!
Giant salamander.
I'll fuck the salamander for you!
Fuck off with that joke on Melbourne International Comedy Festival. He'll be like, I remember watching that shit, but that didn't work.
I remember when he was doing that in car parks.
People will get a kick, bro, when they find out how we did our shit and how we do our shit down here. They won't believe it, bro. Yeah. You do what?
It's always the best way, man.
Bro.
Well, lucky for them, they can subscribe to the Hard Jacket Comedy Show podcast.
What a plug!
That's enough, you guys.
Wrap it up.
No, man, for me, man, personally, what you do is, like, truly is inspiring, man. Just from my own experience and just the experiences that I had in the environment that I grew up in, I saw probably a lot of similar things that you did as well, man. I couldn't be bothered going to the military, though. That was not in my future.
Nah, fuck that.
Nah, man. Fucking potato chips in the 60s. That was my future. But, man.
At least you weren't eating Bixie and Dad's fucking skin.
Nah, man. And, I just... On behalf of the Hard Jacket Comedy Crew, man, I just want to applaud you for the work that you've done. And
you!
Just show a bunch of love.
If I wrap it up, the Hard Yakka Comedy Crew is 100. They're real. These boys are down to earth getting it done. We appreciate the love you brought to our city. Our crew, the people that turned up on the evening, everybody that got involved pulled it off. And there's no doubt, man, every comment that I've got so far was everybody had a blast. And when's the next one? You know, that's it. When the next one is, and the wait and see. I can release now, you know, talking to the boss. She reckons we're coming in at $2,100 raised from that evening, from everybody involved, and all of that will go straight back into the projects, the programs, and the work that we do in our city. So on behalf of us, the Art versus Depression crew, it's enough said, man. It was a blast. Killer. Love the shit out of it. Keep safe. Keep strong. Come on, man. Courage is the new black. If you don't know it, now you know. Peace.
We're making that dosh. Hard yakka with no days off. Put on the high vis shirt with the steel cap boost. This grind ain't never gonna stop. Chasing that paper.